This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We are live, and you are free to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about this live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Chris.
Wayne, back from, I can't tell you how long it's been, Wayne. How long has it been?
Probably 2 years.
2 years. You're a longtime co-host, probably from how long ago?
10 years.
Ten years. It's been started on Free Talk Live.
2006.
Your anniversary is very similar to the beginning of Free Talk Live, just 4 years later. So we were about 4 years old when you started co-hosting here on Free Talk Live, and you agreed. You swung by the house, and I said, "Hey, come on and do the Thursday show. It's the adult show." And
still saying that.
Indeed. It's been a lot of fun doing the show here with
the
Chris.
Adult show. Does that mean I have to say,
no, put your eye out? Whatever it is, don't say it. So, I'm really glad you're back, Wayne, and it should be a lot of fun. Obviously it's the election season. People are thinking about that sort of thing. And one of the things they're thinking about, if you talk to them about, say, a third-party vote or whatever, they'll say, you don't want to waste your vote. Well, our friends over at the Foundation for Economic Education conveniently have an article, How Not to Waste Your Vote, a mathematical analysis, not some, thing where you just sort of feel like your vote's wasted. This is a mathematical analysis. And this is written, by the way, by Stephen Weiss. During this especially contested election, a lot of people are talking about people wasting or throwing away votes. However, many people who say this do not have a complete grasp of the full mathematical picture. Or, worse, they're only mentioning the part that supports their position. First, let's define what a wasted vote is. Guys, what would you call a wasted vote?
Any vote that's not for one of the two major parties.
That's probably how most people are going to define it.
Yes, and that's how I hear it the most.
Okay. What do you think, Wayne, when you hear wasted vote?
Well, when I vote for one candidate and the machine says I voted for another.
That would be a really wasted vote.
That's two wasted votes, really.
That is a disenfranchisement. A wasted vote is a vote that provides no determination or effect on the final outcome of the election. According to Wikipedia, wasted votes are votes cast for losing candidates or votes cast for winning candidates in excess of the number required for victory. For example, in the UK general election of 2005, 52% of votes were cast for losing candidates and 18% were cast were excess votes for a total of 70% of votes were wasted. So the idea here being is that if you're looking at, say, Al Gore and George Bush, and if it was a vote that actually went completely on a national level by popular vote, which of course it doesn't. You really have to sort of figure this out for your state. But let's say that, Bush beats Gore by 500 votes. Well, that means that 499 votes that Bush got were 499 more than he needed. And I would also contend that those votes are of some value, but that value diminishes as they get higher. So if, for instance, he won by 50,000, then you're one of those 50,000 votes. Doesn't particularly matter one way or the other. But if you're one of 500, it probably has more value simply because it's closer. Anyway, if you're looking at it completely from a mathematical standpoint, the one vote over means you're the winner, and that's that. So every vote then for Gore is also a wasted vote because he lost. It doesn't matter if he lost by one or if he lost by 400 and, whatever. It doesn't make a difference what he lost by. He lost.
Mathematics can be so cynical sometimes.
It is. It's reality. So it says there's two kind of wasted votes that mathematically have no effect on the final election. Votes cast for candidates who did not win and excess votes cast for winning candidates. Clearly, neither of these kinds of votes statistically affect the election. However, many arguments only mention the first type without mentioning the second. Mathematically and logically, both categories are ineffectual votes. If, by the way, your vote is one of the votes that goes to get the candidate up to the, I don't know, 5 million or whatever it is that they need to win, then your vote would, in fact, count. The United States, along with several other nations, uses the first-past-the-post, or winner-take-all election method, as is defined. The candidate who receives more votes than any other, than the other candidate, wins. This is one of the reasons that many people mention wasted votes, or our system creates that result. Sociologically speaking, the first-past-the-post system tends to favor a two-party system. The French socialist, I'm not going to get this right. Maurice Duverger created Duverger's Law, which says just that.
Duvier?
Something.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm not saying right. For U.S. presidential elections, a state-by-state system is used called the Electoral College. Each state gets a proportional amount of electoral votes, which are then used to find a majority for president. Interestingly, what happens in each separate state is a smaller first-past-the-post election, followed by a counting of then the electoral votes. The Electoral College is slightly different from a pure first-past-the-post system because it requires an actual number threshold, currently 270 electoral votes, for a candidate to win instead of a simple majority of the votes. We can sum things up as follows. States hold winner-take-all elections for electoral votes. Electoral votes are counted. The winner must have 270 electoral votes. If there are no candidates that reaches that, the House of Representatives chooses the president. These distinctions are important because they can change the math and the concept of the wasted vote phenomenon. And this is, I mean, if you are, were even thinking about a third-party candidate vote, you have had this lobbed at you this particular election season. And I think it's worth talking about. Not because I think that I'm trying to particularly sway your vote. You should vote for the candidate who makes you the most comfortable. If any of them actually make you comfortable, there's something wrong with you. But
if there were one.
If the one of them makes you the most comfortable, fine.
Yeah. And I want to take a step back. Something that you said before. The first-past-the-post system tends to favor a two-party system. And that's one of those things that I don't think people really, really think about. But when there is a winner and a loser, and the most that the winner could possibly say they get is, okay, I got 51% of all the people that actually showed up, which is still never going to be actually 50% of the country, or the state, or the locality, or whatever it happens to be. If you start diluting it down by third parties and fourth parties and fifths and tenth parties, then you have somebody winning an election with something like, it could be like 8% of the vote. And I hear that argument too. Do you guys ever hear that? As an argument against third parties and how our system is more or less geared for a two-party system.
I've heard that the system's geared for a two-party system.
It's rigged for two parties.
Well, it could very well be.
To get on the ballot, if you're a third party, getting on the ballot in all 50 states is almost impossible. It's
nearly
very difficult.
Impossible. The Libertarians pulled it off this go-around, yeah. but it's really difficult. And they spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to do it. And that's one of the reasons that I often will throw my vote in for the Libertarians is they worked harder for it.
Right.
These Republicans and Democrats, they believe they own your vote. And I'll throw a vote to a Libertarian, even if he's not as principled as I'd like him to be, simply because there are a lot of people who put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that opportunity for me to vote for that third-party candidate,
right.
For me to simply break out of the stall and run down the aisleway screaming with my hair on fire. I'm going to do that because I think it's worth worth that little bit.
It's also a good none-of-the-above vote, really, for people because it's better than not going at all, I suppose, if you're going to vote.
Yeah.
And you don't feel comfortable with the two major party candidates.
Many people advocate for not going,
right.
And they claim that it's it's an endorsement of the system if you vote or whatever. And it doesn't look like that way to me because majority of Americans have not voted. Majority of people in the U.S. have not voted in the presidential election my entire lifetime. Even the biggest one was about a little over 50% of registered voters.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who aren't registered.
Right.
And so, that's a huge indictment. If the idea that not voting is somehow an indictment of the system, 50% of people are not voting, more than 50%, there's your indictment,
right.
And no one cares. the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and I am interested in talking about Bush versus Gore, which they're going to hear in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You know, a lot of people are worried about wasted votes right now, and I understand. It's going to be a very, probably a very, very close selection now, with the recent stuff that's going on around Hillary.
It looks like Trump has managed to not kick a beehive in the last couple of days, at least, and so you know things are looking like it could go towards maybe you can't count Trump out.
I tell you. At least in here in New Hampshire, the conservatives that I talk to, the people that have been hardcore Trump supporters, they are fired up. And I don't see that level of excitement on amongst my Democrat, my liberal friends.
You don't have to be excited to cast a vote, right? Mm-hmm.
No, I know.
But you can get other people to vote.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And Trump managed to pull in a lot of people who had never voted in a primary election into the primary.
You bet.
He took, maybe somewhere between 33% and half of the Republicans that were out there, and then grew it by another 50 to 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the place and how difficult it was. I'm not a big fan of the caucus system, but nonetheless, he didn't do too badly there either.
You know what's really interesting about him? Because when he first began to run, I wasn't sold at all. Obviously, he wasn't libertarian enough for me. But what I noticed over time is the enemies, the people that don't like him,
mm-hmm.
The Republican establishment, the Democrats.
He has all the right enemies.
He has Wall Street. All the right enemies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's intriguing.
I agree with you, but he has all the right enemies, and that kind of perks my ears up too, makes me interested. I like the notion that if you're going to unleash him somewhere, that the place that I would like to see him unleashed would be Washington D.C. send a poo flinging monkey into Washington D.C. That'll be great.
Unleash the Trumpkin.
And also, he's also been getting his foreign policy advice from General Flynn, who's been against all these wars in the Middle East and kind of got ousted because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like some of the people he's picked. Now, I'm not of the opinion that he's necessarily going to follow through with the mm-hmm. sort of things he says. I tend to be skeptical of politicians and the things they talk about. But nonetheless, if a gun was held to my head to vote for one or the other, I'd stay home. But I'd kind of,
he's going to sleep forever.
I'd just kind of root for Trump a little more, but I wouldn't vote for him. So, whatever. Yeah. I think, again, everybody's got to do what's best for them. And what's best for you is to have health care that covers you, health care that is centered around you being healthy, not you being sick, and a health care company that is going to give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They've got no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Is your health insurance company doing that? How about your family being covered for something like, I'm ballparking you here, but it's less than $700 a month. That's, if you're paying for health insurance, you're paying more than that. HIPAA is also messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. Well, how about a medical information card that gives you that you can give to EMS or first responders or emergency room personnel or whoever you want, and it's got all your information on it. They just have to scan it, and there they go. You can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com, and any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They do have my unqualified endorsement, healthexcellenceselect.com. Let's go to Riley calling in on Skype. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So the other day I had an experience with somebody, and I was telling them that I was going to vote for a third party, and they were like, well, if you vote for a third party, you're going to vote Democrat. And I tried to tell them, it's not going to happen.
Oh, it was a Republican you were talking to.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy way to figure out.
I was going to be voting for a Democrat. I tried to tell them, no, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat. My vote's not going to count toward a Democrat. It's going to go for that third-party candidate. They're like, no, I was going to vote for a Democrat. I'm just going to vote and cancel your vote out. I don't even know how to get it in their heads that if I vote for a third party and then they go vote for Republican, that's somehow going to cancel my vote out. Statistically, my vote's not going to really matter, and neither is theirs.
Yours is going to count more, because whatever your state is out there, it's going to have some kind of threshold for the Libertarians being considered a major party, and therefore right. able to be on the ballot access and rules like that. You're much more likely for your vote to make a difference, you know, in getting, I don't know, 2%, 5%, you know, 10%, whatever it might be, then it's much more likely that your vote will make that much of a difference, that it will be that it's your vote reaches the threshold of 46 or 47% in order to take all the electoral votes in your given state. Now, we don't know what the outcomes are going to be. I'm just giving sort of some historical numbers here.
And this is not a new phenomenon. I remember hearing, I was told that should I choose to vote for John Anderson, that was absolutely a vote for
you
Ronald Reagan.
Older than dirt.
Aren't I? I know. And I'm still spry.
That's kind of twisted. I mean, are you guys standing in front of high schools and asking people this?
So, Riley, your thoughts?
Another thing I was going to mention is here in Utah, we're having Evan McMullen. He's being talked about a lot because he's pretty popular here for some reason, and he just came out of nowhere. To me, he's just not the type of individual I want to vote for. He was former CIA, and that is someone I don't want to vote for, especially with their involvement with the state. I don't believe anyone who gets that heavily involved with the state has an interest in saying, yeah, I want to get rid of the state as much as possible and do my best to not allow the state to become any bigger. And so with that in mind, when I voted yesterday, I did not vote for him, obviously. I actually voted in Daryl because I could. And to me, that's probably a more important vote than Gary Johnson or even McMullen or Trump or Hillary.
I think that you know, the one thing about a vote is that you want a vote that you can look back on a year later or 2 years or 5 years later and not regret it. Now,
exactly.
That's the, you know, I don't know whether you're going to regret. You have to decide, you know, whether you're going to regret it or not. But I've placed votes. I've done like strategic voting, or you know, I've made bargains. You know, you know, you vote for this person, I'll vote for that. You know, that kind of thing. And I look back on it, and it's just like, ugh, it's dirty. It's dirty.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, don't engage in dirty voting.
Yeah, that's the thing. My best advice to young people, and frankly anybody out there, is vote your heart, vote your conscience, because if you vote anything else, it's just crummy. It's a crummy feeling. It's not worth it.
It's embarrassing.
Your candidate, whoever it is that you think should win, isn't going to lose by one vote.
Right.
So, you know, you might as well vote your heart. Mathematically and strategically, all of it makes the most sense is to just vote for whom you want to vote. And if you don't want to vote, sit at home. I don't care. You know, but don't do the thing that you're going to regret. Thanks for the call, Riley. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tell me why I should vote strategically your way. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. When I say we're live, we are live. If it's 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time where you are, we are on the air and you can give us a call about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about sort of the wasted vote syndrome. We're looking at an article here from the Foundation for Economic Education at fee.org, partner with Free Talk Live. We were reading their articles long before they ever, we knew who the heck we were. What they're talking about here is the mathematics behind how not to waste your vote. How do you not waste your vote mathematically? Not guessing, but math. And I think that's a pretty important important idea. And a lot of times, third parties get left in the dust. People would vote for them, but they think that they're vote is important for one of the major party candidates, and those people end up wasting their vote. Well, if you think that this election season, if you think the Libertarian Party could have done things better, well, maybe it's because you didn't participate, because you weren't involved. We've got a solution for you here at Free Talk Live. I talked to the good folks over at the Libertarian Party. Specifically, I grabbed Nick Sarwark at Freedom Fest, and Nick was a relatively new chairman of the Libertarian Party, and he was
all on board. Like, there wasn't a moment's hesitation as far as he was concerned with advertising with Free Talk Live. And I asked him, you know, well, what do you want to achieve? And obviously he wants libertarians elected, but he wants people to join the party, be involved, and bring their voices to the table. So I said, hey, you know, what do you need to do? You need to lower the threshold, to lower the hurdles to becoming a Libertarian Party member. And so he's willing to do that. Waived all the fees. You have to use our link to get the free membership, but all the fees are waived. LP, that's in the Libertarian Party, lp.org/FTL. Go sign up right now. lp.org/FTL for your free Libertarian Party membership. Let's go to Andy calling in from Pennsylvania. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the situation with Bill Weld and Gary Johnson. And I was a delegate in Orlando, and I voted against them.
Okay.
I voted against them. There were a lot of people that voted against them. They actually got booed at the convention, and there was
they managed to pass on. Let's see, what was it? Johnson on the second round and Weld on the third.
I think the third.
They both of them went to the second ballot, and Johnson got 55% of the vote, and Bill Weld got 50.5% of the vote. So Bill Weld just barely made it. I voted for Daryl Perry on both ballots for president, and I voted for Will Coley on the first round for vice president and Larry Sharp on the second round for vice president. But anyway, here's what happened. Here's why they lost, or why Liberty lost at the convention. And that's because it's a matter of who shows up at the convention. And a lot of the real libertarians didn't bother going. And the people who went in, I think the Libertarian Party is probably, you know, been infiltrated for a while. Now, who's infiltrating it? Is it Republicans or is it a government operation or both? You know, I don't know. But bottom line, a lot of those delegates that came in were not people that I would consider to be real libertarians. They joined the party not too far before the election, and they were able to get on as delegates because a lot of the delegate seats were empty.
Right.
Why were a lot of delegate seats empty? Because a lot of the real libertarians didn't show up.
Well, I would say, Andy, you know, as a critique of the Libertarian Party, here's one thing that you guys could probably do to prevent problems that occurred in 2008, 2012, 2016. Like, this is not something particularly new, is that maybe somebody needs to be a member of the party for a period of time before they can be a delegate and vote on who the presidential nominee is. The presidential nominee is a pretty important face for the Libertarian Party. And I'm not saying that I like Gary Johnson as a candidate. Bill Weld, it seems to have gotten quoted in some ways that make me highly uncomfortable. But, I think that the idea that I could, you know, I could a day before decide to go to the convention, get a delegate seat from, you know, somebody in my state or just show up, say I'm from New Hampshire,
right,
and, you know, get a delegate seat when I'm a office holding Republican, doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense, I got to say.
Well, yeah, that's been proposed. There'd have to be a bylaws change to do that, and there's people that have talked about that. And, you know, it could still happen. It would be harder to make the infiltration happen because it would have to be planned out a lot further, you know, back
right,
to fill in that many delegate seats. But, you know, that's the real problem is it's a matter of who shows up at the convention. Now, I hold Gary Johnson responsible for this, and honestly, I never trusted Gary Johnson. I've long thought he was overrated, and if you look into his record, I mean, he was governor for 8 years. He never released one nonviolent drug offender or anybody who was convicted of a victimless crime from jail or prison the whole time he was governor. Now, he did pardon some people. I looked up his pardon record. He pardoned something like 128 people, but it was only after they had served their sentences.
Mm-hmm.
So 128 people in 8 years of governor isn't that much. And none of them, they'd all already served their sentences. Now, another thing is, there was a couple of libertarians who got arrested in New Mexico back in the late 90s for wearing, they went to a polling place to vote, and they were wearing, one of them had a t-shirt, the other one had a pin on their jacket that said Libertarian Party. The poll workers told them they had to take it off. They wouldn't take it off. Now, the stuff didn't even name a candidate. The shirt just said Libertarian Party on
right.
it.
Yep. Right.
And anyway, the poll workers, unbeknownst to these two libertarians, called the police on them. The police came up, grabbed them out of line from behind, didn't even, with no warning, pulled them out of line and, you know, put handcuffs on them and took them off to jail. Now, ironically, there were people in the parking lot that had political bumper stickers on their car. They didn't say anything to them. Well, anyway, and charged them with electioneering. Well, anyway, Gary Johnson was told about this in person when he was governor of New Mexico. He went to the Libertarian Party of Massachusetts State Convention as a guest in 2002, guest speaker. And he actually encountered these two libertarians who'd been arrested in New Mexico at the convention. And he was still governor at the time. This was after he had come out and started speaking out against marijuana prohibition while he was governor. And that made some news. That's how he ended up speaking. Well, anyway, they asked him at the convention if he would pardon them. They explained what happened, and he acted like he was really outraged. He was like, oh, you mean you got arrested for that? Oh, that's terrible. And he told them that he would pardon them when he got back to New Mexico. Well, they exchanged contact information, and guess what? They never heard from him again. Never got pardoned, nothing. They called his office like multiple times. They wrote letters. Never heard from him.
Never heard back from a politician?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Gary Johnson claims that he's been a philosophical libertarian since the 80s. And he was actually a member of the Libertarian Party for 1 year in the early 90s. This is before he became governor. And that's been verified, people going through the old membership ranks, that Gary Johnson was a member. I think it was either 92 to 93 or 93 to 94. Okay, so he's known about libertarian for a long time. He claims he's been a libertarian since like the 80s. Okay, in 2000, there's a clip from, I think it's either CNN or C-SPAN, you can look it up online, of Gary Johnson endorsing George W. Bush for president. And he says in this endorsement, oh, yeah, George W. Bush should make a great president. Now, it'd be one thing if he wasn't a libertarian yet at the time, but he says he's been a libertarian since the 80s, and he was a dues-paying member of the party for 1 year in the early 90s. So then, okay, now fast forward to when he's running.
He wouldn't be the only member of the Libertarian Party who endorsed George Bush for president. Right. Go ahead.
Well, not any real libertarian that I know endorsed George Bush. I mean, heck, I was in my, 20s back then. And I knew enough not to endorse George W. Bush for president. You know, I got into libertarian stuff back in 1996. And so, anyway, I'm just saying.
Andy, hold the line. It sounds like you've got more to say here, so I don't want you, stopped. You're on a roll, so hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn
learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the wasted vote syndrome, and that's gotten us off into Libertarian Party politics. Andy called in from Pennsylvania. We'll go back to him in a second here. But, I mean, you know, one of the things about Free Talk Live is we intend to be a voice for those who they're not represented in many ways by these major parties. And I don't know how anybody can claim to be represented by these major parties, but some people feel that way. And so, you know, by all means, call in with your opinions on this. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. It spells out the word F-R-E-E. And or you can call in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Just send a request, and we'll get back to it. And then you can call in and sound a little bit better. lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go back to Andy in PA. So, Andy, you were you called in about Bill Weld, but you were just talking about sort of your thoughts on Gary Johnson and that sort of thing.
What are your further thoughts? He supports the fair tax, which, you know, libertarians have long said end the income tax and, you know, replace it with nothing. Gary Johnson wants to end the income tax and then replace it with the fair tax. And if you start looking at the details of the fair tax, it's a national sales tax, and they claim it's 23%, but it's actually 30%. The way they pitch in a disingenuous manner, and it's really a 30% national sales tax. And then on top of that,
some?
There's a rebate check that you get where everybody in the country will get a check. And in a sense, put everybody on welfare in the whole country. Okay. So it's also revenue neutral. The plan is designed to be revenue neutral.
Which I hate that phrase.
Designed to bring in as much money as the income tax. So it's not even a thing to reduce government. If it was like an incremental step where it was a tax, but it was a less onerous tax than the income tax that was going to bring in less money for the government, okay, then I could see an argument to get behind it. But that's not what the fair tax does. And Gary Johnson has been promoting this fair tax for years. Libertarians have challenged him on it. Libertarians have even challenged him to debates on it. And he avoids it. And he just keeps on pushing the fair tax.
I think that if I had to do an apology for the fair tax and Gary Johnson's support of it, it wouldn't be that I support the fair tax. It would be that likely there are a lot of people that sort of are interested in the idea. It has some legs. I think to some extent those legs are gone. But in 2005, 2006, 2007, you know, there was a real big push for it. And, you know, likely he's just trying to pick up those voters, see whether he can get them to vote for it.
The people who were pushing that, it was this phony libertarian slash fiscal conservative movement with like Neil Bortz, and there was this Republican representative, I believe, from Georgia named John Linder. And I'll tell you what, within the Libertarian Party and the greater libertarian movement, there is very little support from the fair tax. I've even had many, many libertarians who support Gary Johnson tell me that they don't agree with him on the fair tax. This whole thing with Johnson and Weld, a lot of it gets down to what I would call shiny badge worship. Okay, there's people that are so enamored with the fact that these guys are former governors that everything else goes out the window.
They are the only governors that are running for president, and governors were traditionally there for a while, the most likely people to get elected president. So, I mean,
currency. But you shouldn't throw out principles, throw them out the window. And that's what a lot of these people were doing. They're throwing it would be one thing if we had a real libertarian governor. And you know, a lot of people didn't even do a lot of fact-checking on Gary Johnson. There were people going around thinking that he pardoned all these people for victimless crimes, which he never did. He also grew the size of government. If you look at when he got elected, the 8 years he was governor, government got bigger. Yeah, he did veto some bills. Okay, I'll give him that. But government got bigger, and government debt greatly got bigger. The state government debt, and I just looked this up. I just verified this online just recently. The state government debt more than doubled while he was governor.
So I got a question. You're God for a day, and you want to fix the Libertarian Party. You want it to its candidates to more accurately represent libertarian principles, true, pure libertarian principles. How do you go about that? How do you ensure that? Go ahead.
Okay, well, here's what I would do. First of all, I mean, I'm not even going to be voting for Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. I've been a party member since 1996, and I haven't voted for the Libertarian presidential ticket since 2006, you know, when Michael Badnarik was the candidate. I didn't vote for Bob Barr. I didn't vote for Gary Johnson last time. I'm not going to vote for him this time.
That's okay. But now you have the magic hand of the Almighty to fix all problems with the Libertarian Party and point it in the right direction. Do you have any ideas about how that might happen? We're just brainstorming here right now.
I got a lot of ideas, probably more time than we could talk about. But
throw out one
thing I would do. Well, okay, one thing I would do is we got to stop nominating candidates who are being nominated just because they have some kind of fancy credentials next to their name.
Well, that's mind control. You're wanting the other delegates to do what you want them to do. That's not a solution.
We got to have more hardcore libertarians, and I know a lot of
you have to have more hardcore libertarians,
and you got to get them to the convention. Right.
Absolutely.
So that's what needs to happen.
So give out free weed. And bus tickets.
Thanks for calling, Andy.
Free numbers, weed and bus tickets.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Going back to the fee.org's article here. We're examining they're talking about the mathematics of how not to waste your vote.
So it says here, let's examine a common example. That's not the greatest writing in the world used in this discussion. Following the extremely close 2000 U.S. presidential election, some supporters of Democratic candidate Al Gore believe that one reason he lost the election to Republican George W. Bush is because a portion of the electorate, 2.7%, voted for Ralph Nader of the Green Party. Not because he lost his home state of Tennessee, but because
he's a big blowhard.
Yeah. The exit polls indicated that more of those voters would have preferred Gore, 45%, to Bush, 27%, with the rest not voting in Nader's absence. The argument for this case is even more pronounced because the election was ultimately decided on the basis of the election results in Florida, where Bush prevailed over Gore by a margin of only 537 votes. By the way, there's different arguments as to how many votes it is, but historically, this is a number that people use, which was far exceeded the number of votes for Nader, which was like 97,000 that he received. At first, this may look like a clear example of the need to vote for a major party. However, let's break this situation down mathematically. In every single state election, Bush or Gore won. There were millions of mathematically wasted votes in this election of both types. In California, Gore won by 1.3 million votes. Mathematically speaking, there were over 1 million votes wasted for Gore in this state alone. None of these excess votes could have helped Gore since he had already mathematically won the state. California votes didn't matter in Florida. In fact, the votes in Florida have much more relevance than any other state. Conclusion, sometimes a vote for a major party winner is wasted anyway. Sometimes everything will come down to one state. However, there's no way to predict in advance which vote will be the most important. If the parties knew that Florida would have been the deal breaker, they would have acted differently. However, we simply don't know the future well enough to predict that. We don't know that battleground states are generally more important than we do know that battleground states are generally more important than safe states for each candidate, but it's hard to know exactly which state might matter.
Yeah. And look at this year. I mean, it's
North Carolina? How could that be?
Right. But New Hampshire is considered a battleground state, too, and
it is,
and
but
Iowa.
It's gone blue the last quite a few elections.
Yeah, but you look at the polls today, and you see them separated by 0.8% or something like that. It's very close.
Yep, and there's a lot of people in New Hampshire that are, thinking about. I mean, this is the problem when the parties put up the worst choice, for the, candidate. I've said this all along that I felt like, Hillary was the worst choice for the Democrats, and the only person that she had a chance of beating was Trump.
Right.
Not because of how, it just is his dislikability factor.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there that are going to vote for Hillary or for a third party candidate because they don't like Trump. And there's a lot of people that are going to vote for Trump or a third-party candidate, because they don't like Hillary.
So I was not like a Ben Carson fan. Never was. But I'm just trying to imagine what this election would look like with Hillary versus Ben Carson. I think it would have been a completely different campaign. And I think by now he'd be 10 points up, 20 points up, just because he didn't say anything ridiculous.
Well, he said a few ridiculous things, but he's not Trump and he's not Clinton,
so he'd
be up.
He definitely would have told Hillary in the debate that he put her in jail.
Right. 855-450-3733.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.